Okay, thank you all for coming. I so appreciate it. And I'll try to make this as educational and informative as possible, all right? Because we're all here to learn about money and how to fund it. So let me go over, like, easy stuff first. So someone called my name out. So Marion Contursi is a mouthful. So what I've done is I've made it a little simpler. You just call me Money Marion, okay? So when you look in your phone, start typing money, my name should come up, all right? Because that's what you're going to expect from me. I'm here to make sure that all you're thinking about for the future and for now, you get to do, all right? And let me go over some housekeeping things first. We're also going to make this a little fun today. Every 15 minutes, Rob here is going to have a timer that goes off, and we're giving away the best thing in the world, always the best gift, always the right size money. Okay? Right size, right color, money. So when that timer goes off, he's going to pick a name. If you have not given him your business card or filled out a form yet, do so, because I want to make sure you're in on the goodies. So we're going to give away $50, $50, and I think $100. And then we also have books for you as well. So a lot of you should come away with some knowledge and some goodies. So JM Real Estate Capital, let me start with what we do. We do money for anything non-owner occupied. All right, so a lot of you are in the trenches. Remember, this is a long game, okay? You already got a few properties. You've got your sights set on, this is what I'm doing in the next 30 years. And some of you in the room might be brand new, okay? You want to get started. You said Lena Jones Cox knows a lot of stuff. She's going to have great speakers. Let me get invested into this convention and go. Is there anyone here today who has not have one property, just looking? Honey, here's your first house. Okay? Now, what I'd like you to do, and I'm very serious, this is a motivator. You take this house, on the bottom of it, I want you to write a date of when you want to have that first house purchased. Okay? This is something to get you motivated. Is there another person who does not have a single? Okay, you got this deal. You know what you're going to do. The bottom, in Sharpie, whatever, you're going to put the date of when you want that first house. Of course. I'm very easy to deal with. Okay, now, did anyone stop at our booth and get a shirt? I hope so. Who needs a house? Okay. Now, listen, if I don't pass a house out during this, come to my table and I'll give you a house. Now the shirts, I want to make sure you get a shirt, because what's important about that shirt, it says we buy houses, because what do? We buy houses. Could be apartment complexes too. That's my favorite, all right? But let's start with some houses. There's a write-on bar, if you've noticed, if no one explained it to you, or if you didn't hear me in my New Jersey accent, you are to put your phone number in there on Sharpie. So when you're going out there, you're going to have that phone number, and they're going to call you. Now, there was a little typo, and one of the things about what I'm supposed to speak out is how to find a house, but it was really how to fund a house. So I don't like anybody go away disappointed. So let me give you some quick things about how to find a house, all right? Now, the two you know, realtors. Are there any realtors here? Okay, look at whose hand is raised. Get their business cards. Okay, there's a realtor in-house right now who, I will tell you, helps you figure out how much you need in the rehab. So if you're not familiar in that, they do that. Anybody a wholesaler? Anybody a wholesaler? Don't be shy. If you're a wholesaler, raise that hand. The one thing I've noticed about this business is if you are shy, you are losing out. So raise that hand. If you're a wholesaler and you guys in the audience want a wholesale and a realtor, you see who's raising their hand, please get with them. This is all about connections. All right, the more people you know, I think when you go to these meetings, that's the first thing they tell you. Okay, we're all about connections. I am friendly with other lenders. Okay, I am friendly because this is a small industry. All right, so we all have to work together, and you always learn something from somebody. Okay, so let's get back to the tips. Who do you think knows about anything going on? Like, who's the nosiest body you think you want to, you know? Okay? All right. I won't force you to give me an answer. It's your barber, besides me, yes. It's your barber or your hairdresser. okay? They know who has died, who's getting that divorce, who's getting married, who's separating, okay? So I want you tomorrow to tell your barber or hairdresser, listen, I'm looking for a house. No, you trim, what? Don't, you know somebody, or your special other, okay? So I want you to get in touch with those, you know, barber, hairdresser, beard trimmer, whoever you need, and say, listen, I'm looking for a house, I close quick. You know, that's all I want you to say, all right? That works so many times for a client of mine. I even have a client who's a barber, and I said, did you ever think about putting that on your mirror? I mean, like, he's like, no. Smart guy. And let me tell you something. From that one little thing he did to putting on his mirror, he got a property, and I'm not teasing you, a week later. All right? So you have to let people know. Social media. I think we're all on social media, whatever it is. Do your friends know that you're buying houses? And if they don't, you're missing a market. Okay? So you must on your social media. You've got your family. You've got your friends. Hey, listen, I'm buying houses. Yeah, let me know if you hear of anything. You know how they put the block? And you put those letters in, that's what I need you to do, okay? Who's else around the town? Amazon, UPS, post office. Okay, these are the kind of people where you have to make friends and say, listen, I'm looking for a house. If you happen to pass a house that still has high grass, they also deliver packages so they know who's pre-foreclosure, okay? I love when you investors save somebody from foreclosure, and I'll tell you why. It's a very tough time. A lot of them mentally are not capable of even taking that step to save themselves. Okay, so do not feel bad you're saving them. Because if they do go into foreclosure, and I'm very reasonable on my lending terms, I cannot loan to them for 3 years. A bank cannot loan to them for 6. So if you come in and you help them with that house, you both have a win-win. Okay, so please remember that. All right, so those are my tips on how to find some properties. I kept it kind of as brief as I can. Any questions? Good. Okay. Rob, are we on that 15-minute prize? I think we need a prize. Oh, my God, that's really long. All right, so let's talk about money. Let's talk about why you really came and how to fund a deal. You know, you always think that, you know, I can't do it. I don't know where the money's coming from. Please let that be the last of your concerns, okay? As little as this, you could have friends who have money and would like to invest, but they don't have the gumption to do it, but you do, okay? So that could be your first course. If you're worried about a down payment, you do that. Now, what I also offer, though, is an unsecured line of credit. Okay, it's available on my website. You go to JMRE Capital, or it's, yeah. And then you click on the button, unsecured line of credit. Okay, you can apply for unsecured lines of credit. Use that money as your down payment. Use us for the rest of the loan. Okay. Now, how am I getting a good deal? Well, I do DSCR loans day in, day out. What's a DSCR loan, if you don't know? It's a debt service. Thank you. Right, debt service coverage ratio, okay? Which means, most importantly, is I'm not looking at your taxes. I'm self-employed, I know what we do there. And I do not look at your W-2, all right? I'm looking at the property as I should, and I'm looking at the rent as your profit, okay? That house needs to stand alone, whether it's a single family, duplex, quad, whatever you've got, those numbers need to stand alone, okay? Pretty good, right? All right. So you find a good property. Single family homes as well. I do commercial as well. Listen, my smallest deal is $100,000. My largest deal is whatever the numbers work to be. I have $2 trillion dollars to loan out at any given time. All right. So never worry about the largeness of the project, it's how the numbers work. Do you have a question?
Yeah. The
excellent
credit.
Woohoo!
Excellent credit, excellent
job, and a bunch
of problems.
Great. I'm giving giving you my card. All right, so excellent credit, properties. How's the rent? I'm going to give you my card so I don't have to trip.
They're okay.
Okay, but so we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I get you.
A lot of places won't lend second mortgage money on the property, but you'll lend on a line of, like a personal line of credit. Mm-hmm. Is there more security for the lender if it's attached to a property?
It is, but it's lending is a mixed bag right now. It's whatever they want to do. For you, I would do a straight refi. I would work a refinance with you where you can pull out that money. All right. I would say give me a call. Okay. Let's discuss that in private. No problem. Okay. No problem. But like here's a good thing I always like to say, too, is even though you're all next to each other and you're all doing basically the same thing, you're all different. All right. You have different goals. Some people want to do, you know, a down and dirty. I'm going to buy this as a rehab. All I need to do is paint it, get rid of that ugly carpet. I'm selling it. Other of you are saying, you know what? I'm buying this house. I'm keeping it. I'm giving it to those kids. All right, so again, and anything in between. So we all have different thoughts about our real estate investing. So, and I do like to have that. You do have to tell me that because then I put you in the right loan. Because I have so much to loan out and so many different products, the more you tell me about what your goals are and what you want to do, the more I put you in the exact loan you need to be in. And I think that's key. All right. I do care. Rob tells me, Marion, you're talking on the phone too much. I'm like, listen, you know, if I was on the other end of that phone, I'd want a person like me because I got to discuss it. And you know what? After that, our phone calls are going to be shorter and shorter and shorter until finally you say, Marion, here's a text. Just give me a quote. You know, it's going to be like that. Okay. So funding. Now, we, like I told you before, we do anything that is non-owner occupied for funding. And you'll see here, fix and flip loans, okay? I offer two excellent products for that. One of them can close in 3 to 5 days, okay? So if you've got a tremendous deal, and it does have to be reviewed. I have no time for an appraisal, you know that. But it does need to be reviewed. If those numbers work, I'm closing in 3 to 5 days. It's a 6-month rehab. You know, you can't get better than that. Yeah, now a rehab loan, if you haven't done rehab loans yet, rehab loans are always a higher interest rate. And the reason is this, it's a very short period of time that that loan's going to be out there. It's a lot of work for us on the back end to do. So you're going to be anywhere, that's going to be a 10.9 that I've mentioned, 10.9. If you don't have experience, you might be 11.49. But what I tell you all the time is it's prize time. Prize time. Woo! And then I'll continue on fix and flip. The winner? All right, now you can't say mix it up. Carl, and the last name is East. Is that you? E-C-H-O-L-S. First prize. Let me put the cards over here. Woohoo! So let's go back. Oh. 3 to 5. Well, a rehab is not DSCR. Rehab is just rehab. Another prize? DSCR I'll talk about next. DSCR is your long term. It's either your refi or your purchase. DSCR.
Alan?
Alan Safransky, anybody?
We're giving multiple prizes on the same time? All right, got another one. Is that Noanne Whirling?
Joanne?
Joanne Whirling? 440 number? Do we have Joanne?
We have Joanne, she's right here.
Okay, beautiful. That'd be next. Are you giving another prize, or I'm going to continue on? Okay. Maybe we do 10, Rob. Do 10. Because I want to get all these prizes out here. All right, so fix and flip. So DSCR, let's go over DSCR for a moment. DSCR is debt service coverage ratio. That's your long-term loans. That's a refi that I'm doing, which I might do for you. We're going to look at numbers. Or it's a purchase. Okay, again, no tax returns, no W-2s. It's off the property and the rent. Fix and flip. Fix and flip, I'll have two opportunities there. It's a 3 to 5 day close if the property qualifies, or it's a 3.5 week close, okay? Now, either one, like I said, everyone's different, every property is different. I'll also advise you on which one is best for you too, okay? That's my rehab loan. Interest rates, again, 10.9 would be your lowest. Your highest is probably 11.49. Now, yes, we're all talking about interest rates. I'm sorry, but we've got to get over it. We've got to get over it. I bought my first house in 92. I'm going to say 92, 91. I paid 9.25 and I was happy to pay it. Okay? It just came down from 11, right? So anyone in the audience knows. Yeah. There we go. Okay? The best thing I've ever learned in this industry, and Tom, right there. Listen, we marry the house, but we date the rate, okay? Please remember that. In a DSCR loan, I cannot loan you more than the rent. So your tenant's paying that rent. So you're going to have an asset that's going to go up. And let me go back to a little bit about the dating the rate. Your grandparents owned a house. Your parents owned a house. Are those houses still worth what they bought? No, they're worth far more. Okay. Again, as long as that rent is being covered by, as long as the loan is being covered by the rent, you're good to go. Correct? It's cash flow, baby. All right. That's why they got the whole cash flow game. Cash flow. Did I have a question? Ooh, I get to travel. Hold on. What can I help you with? I do. Okay. Hey, listen, I appreciate the crowd. I do. Well, that we'll talk about. I have to say, I'm not hiding any rates, I promise you. It's a pricer system, okay? I don't make the rates. It's not my own personal money. I literally put everything in a pricer, and it spits out what I can offer to you. So it's not like make a deal where it's like, Marion, I know you really like me. Can you, like, take this off? I'm like, I can't, but I will make sure that the rent covers that. Okay, that's the best I can do for you. And then in 3 to 5 years, I'm always going to recommend that you refinance, and not because I make a small commission on it. I do that because I want you to pull that money out and buy something else. That's what I want you to do. What's 1.25? Oh, the 1.1. I could go as low as 1.1.
So DSCR. Mm-hmm.
Excellent question. So this came up because I wanted my son to invest, right? So he's a recent college graduate. I did start him out early with credit cards, okay? So no matter what age you are, and it only came up to me because of his age. I'm looking for 3 trade lines. I want one of them to be 24 months. The other 2 can be 12 months. They could be car loans, credit cards, okay? Higher my ratio, lower my percentage? I do it in different terminology, so. I should have brought the microphone over there. Okay, did you get that? Because I didn't give him the microphone. Oh, foreign nationals. Okay, we do work with foreign nationals. Now, the only problem is that you're probably going to be a smaller LTV. That's it. So if it's an 80 LTV, I got to bring you down probably to 70. 70. And that's no problem whatsoever. If you have a FICO score, that's great. Otherwise, I don't need it because we don't expect you to have it. Yeah, so don't worry about that. Like, we are very We cover a lot of areas. So thank you for asking that. And listen, I have a lot of foreign nationals. I have a lot of Canadian customers who live in Canada but want to invest in this area. Because between Indiana and Ohio, if you live here or in Indiana, you are offering in any investor. Let me bring that to an important head, too. Any investor in this room, Indiana and Ohio are both excellent markets to invest in. If you don't live in them, that's okay. I can still loan you. But what I would want is I want a management company in place. But what they're offering here is a very reasonable purchase price and very good rent. This is what we're talking about, right? You're buying a good neighborhood. I haven't seen a bad neighborhood, to be honest with you. Okay? And you're cash flowing. So these are just two very good states, all right? And again, back to foreign national. I have Canadians who want to invest here because they know it's a great investment. And the one thing I will ask you, which I think you live in America, you live in the States, but sometimes you could be a foreign national, you're in the other country and you're investing in our country. Or you're already in this country and you're investing in this country. So it's either way, it's perfectly fine for me to help you out and get a loan. All right, so let me go back to what we do. All right, so then I hit on the refi loans. A lot of you, if you do have properties and you're sitting on some equity, I'm going to recommend that you start pulling that out. I recommended that 2 years ago. It's amazing to me. 2 years ago, I was sending quotes out, and I look at them, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, 3%, right? That was a very short time ago. Now, we're never going to see that again. We're not going to see that again. I will think that in the next year, maybe say the next 3 years. Let me go 3 years. We'll see a bit of a change. I think both parties want to win. So my personal opinion, and again, this is a magic ball. I cannot guarantee anything, but I think they might dip down a bit. What I would love, though, for you investors and for myself, is that I'd love it to at least be steady. Because when it's steady for at least 6 months to 8 months, it's better for us. You know, we're riding this roller coaster where, like, every 2 months, we got a jack up, okay? Which helps you who are serious about investing, because now from 20 people for the same house, now maybe you're down to 5. Okay, so your competition is better for you. Just like I said, you got to take what you want. Okay? This is not I'm sitting back. If it works, it doesn't work. No. You want a property, you got to make sure you get that property. If it comes to a point where it's a couple who are downsizing and they are like inundated, how am I going to get rid of like 40 years of this, what Rob will call crap? Okay? What you're going to do is you're going to say, listen, I'm going to have a dumpster here anyway. Take what you want that is sentimental. I'll get rid of the rest. Okay, that helps my clients 100% of the time that they offer that. Okay, same thing with the kids. If the parents have already moved on and the children are taking the house, you think they want to clean that up? They've been telling their parents for 10 years, get rid of that stuff. Offer them the same thing. And they might even be out of state. Okay, so you are, and you're walking into a house where you could sell some things. I mean, that contemporary furniture is worth a fortune. So there's all things for you to make a little bit more money, all right? Now, any questions on rental loans? Long-term, short-term, refinance, rate. You probably want to know about rates. Mm-hmm. All right, let's start with one, and then you tell me the rest. Okay, so when you're talking about, remember I told you rent is key, okay? And that rent is key, because I can give you the highest LTV on a refi if your rent is good. Exactly, because I can't. Your loan is always here. Your rent is always here. It'll never be reversed. So when you have rental properties, come as close to market as possible, okay? Every year, as nice as they are, you must raise the rent. As nice as they pay you in advance. A landlording course I'd love for you to look into is Mr. Landlord. If you haven't heard of him yet, Mr. Landlord. Let me tell you something. You spoke to this man for an hour. You have saved thousands of dollars. Okay? Mr. Landlord. Now, did I answer that question on the LTV? It's all about rent. I give you the highest LTV based off your rent. Well, let's say 80. Let's say 80. 80. And now on the rehab, your question on the rehab? Okay. That will depend on experience, okay? What I'd like to give you, okay? I'd like to give you anywhere from 80 to 90% of the rehab, okay? Now, that's dependent on experience. It's dependent on FICO. Is that a prize number? All right, good. Give me a chance to get a water.
Cash or a book first? Cash or a book?
Cash. Are you kidding me? Cash.
Goes to Kevin. Kevin Diaz. Come on.
Woohoo! Let's shake it up, Rob. We got books. We got cash. Okay. I'm losing my voice. I might have to take a mint soon. It's all right. We're all right. We're all right. All right. Yeah, at this point, it's like 30 minutes of me. Oh, my goodness. Any more questions? Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why is your LTV so low with all that going on? Your rent's low?
I don't have any debt on properties. I'm looking to put that in that range. Can you go under
100,000? On a loan? Yeah. Yeah. As long as your property's worth 100,000, I can.
160, I only want to take out 80 to 90.
That's perfectly fine.
But you can do
those. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Anytime, I put it right in my pocket. So that's a good question.
I got five of those right now.
Well, listen, all five are mine now. No, I'm only kidding. All right, see, God bless. You see what I mean? All right, so when I mentioned that $100,000 before, okay, let's go into that a little bit deeper because that was a great question. As long as that property appraises for 100, I'm good to go. Okay, that's a big thing. As long as that property appraises for 100, I'm good on that loan. On a rehab, I need those two numbers, the purchase and the rehab, to equal 100. You know, and I got to make sure you have some contingency money in there, right? So that might push you to the 100 if you're, you know, 95, okay? So this is, again, remember I spoke about everyone's a little different. You have some questions. You've got to call anyone on the team, and we all will help you. We'll help you through.
What would the rent, say you used 100, and you had $1,000 a month coming in?
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to work with
what you're doing? Oh, should, yeah. Yeah. You're still cash flow. I have to make you cash flow, and I think you'd still work at 80. There's a few of those loans I do. But I still between 1,000. This is what I'm saying about this area. Those numbers work. I mean, anybody in California or wherever, even in Atlanta where I am now, I mean, listen, I would kiss the ground for a nice house at 100 grand. And some of you people, the rents that your people are paying, I want to be your tenant. I mean, I'm ready. But whoever is low in their rent and they've been really nice sliding a little bit, I want you to make sure that you do. If you come away with anything, market rent is key, okay? Besides, cash is the right size and right color for everyone.
Hi. I'm from the West Coast, but I've got all my properties in Indiana for exactly, and I'm looking at Ohio. How do people buy? Because the DSCR is maybe 0.25, 0.3 in places. Pardon? No, but how do people in, like, California or Washington and New York, how can they ever buy rental? How do they buy rental property? Like, I mean, I was in L.A. a few weeks ago, and I saw duplex rents for $4,500 up. 45 down, and it's $2 million. How does somebody finance something like that?
Listen, one thing I'll tell you, too, is when you're in this rental game, please, please, if you haven't bought houses yet, choose a state that is landlord-friendly. Landlord-friendly, okay? If you don't know what that means, I'll tell you this. California is not landlord-friendly. My old state of New Jersey, not landlord-friendly, okay? I still go to the South Jersey RIA, and I've got customers who 18 months have not received rent, okay? And their court system is backed up, okay? So people are still staying there, and my poor guys are in foreclosure. So again, California, $4,500 for rent is pretty cheap, to be honest with you. But again, it's all dynamics of that pricer. Yeah, it's, you know, it's probably something that we could buy here for, you know, $150. Yeah, but you know, they want to live where they want to live, you know. But I will personally say that we just had a close on a California loan too, and it was a little crazy. But the prices I saw were a little crazy. Okay, any more questions? And this is a young investor. She came with her mother last year, and I remembered her. So I'm always glad, especially when I see women. I'm like, okay, what can I do for you?
How much do we need down for the rehab?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought I did. It was like anywhere from 90 to 85, depending on your experience.
Is that for the down payment?
Down payment.
And then how much of the rehab cost do you guys cover? 100%.
Okay. Now, here's about the rehab. My personal thoughts on a rehab is if I don't give you 100% of it, how am I helping you? Okay? Now, on the one that I told you takes 3.5 weeks to close, that rehab money, no matter how much it is, I'm only charging you interest on it as you use it. Now, that's a big selling feature. If you've got $100,000 rehab, that's big time. Because some people charge you from day one, both the purchase price and the rehab money, okay? Now, if you've got $20,000 in rehab and you want to close in that 3 to 5 days, I'm going to say $20,000 is nothing. Let's close it. Let's lock that in because this guy is not going out. I'm sorry to say guy, but this person who owns the property is not going out and soliciting. When you tell somebody you can close in 3 to 5 days, they're not looking for anybody else. They're done, okay? So, again, let me talk to you, or anyone on the troops, not just me, anyone here in this group of JM, there's a bunch of us. We all travel around to the many of the states. Sometimes Tom will call me, and I'm like, he's like, what state are you in today? I'm like, sometimes, Tom, I don't even know. Okay, so commercial loans. Yes, we do commercial loans. I will tell you this. If you're interested in large apartment complexes, okay, where it's a 1.5 million loan that I'm making to you, and don't think of numbers as anything different. I don't care if that loan was 150. If it's 1.5 million, you are not to think of it differently. It is still a math equation, okay? I'm at a one, right? And these ladies in front shaking their head, they really know their business, really know their business, okay? That 1.5 loan, I'm going to be in the sevens, okay? That is terrific right now. So if I'm doing a multi-complex for you, multi-unit for you, and the loan could be 1.5 or higher, remember I told you I don't have a limit, that interest rate's in the sevens, okay? The 1 to 4 is always going to be good for your LTV. It's always going to be good for your interest rate. It's not going to be 7. Not going to be 7. I'm probably going to be in the 8s there right now with that. And then they have the gray area, which I don't know why it's a gray area, but that 5+. That 5+, they just want to hit you with a higher interest rate. There's nothing I could do about that. So if you're a new investor and you want to think about multi-units, try to stay to the 1 to 4 first, or go to where I tell you with this 1.5 loan minimum. Not looking at a complex that's 1.5, but that loan is going to be 1.5. And when you say, well, Marion, how much should the purchase price be? Assume you're putting 25% down, okay, and then work from there. It's all about the numbers, okay? You buy, you fall in love with the house, that's great. You're only dating that rate. When you have a multi-unit, I want you refinancing that thing 3 to 5 years every single time. Because here's the difference. When you have a single family and you're charging great rent, beautiful, 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 that single family is still only worth whatever every single family is worth in that area. When you go to a multi-unit, okay, and you increase those rents $50 to $100, depending on the situation, you're jumping that increase of value by $70,000, not $70, okay? So I always say, keep, do whatever you want to do. Do not stop your dreams because you're like, Marion, I could never get a loan. Prize time. Is this cash again?
Cash first or book?
Cash. What, are you kidding me? Cash. All right, I shook that up good. Cash prize.
Will Thibodian? Thibodeau, I'm sorry.
Where is he? All right. Woohoo! You should say the amount of cash, too.
I
left the cards here if you want me
right.
to.
John Amerson.
Woo! So what I didn't mention is experience, okay? On a rehab, you can have zero experience. That's okay. All right? That's all right. The more experience you have, the better your rate is, the better, like, you know, we used to be able to do 100-100, 100 purchase, 100 rehab. They stopped that on us. I expect those times to come again. I do. So experience matters. I can do zero experience. I can do 30 experience. It doesn't matter. I hope all the 30 are with me. Yes, I will. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So one of the old things we also offer, because a lot of people said to us, Marion, listen, I'm 5 houses deep. I don't have a lot of equity, but, you know, I want to buy my 6th. I'm eyeing something. But I don't have the down payment. I do not want to partner with somebody. Because the first recommendation I'll say to you is find a partner. You don't have to do this alone. Why would you have to do this alone? If you don't want to get he did not want to get a partner. So Rob said, listen, we've got to help those people. So we offer unsecured lines of credit. Now, the secured lines of credit, I have to work and I'd have to like give you less money. So what good is that? This is an unsecured line of credit. It's a third-party company. They will talk to you first. They will see if you both align, if you both fit into it. They will teach you how to get anywhere from $50,000 to $150,000. They will charge a fee for that, okay? The fee is anywhere from $2,500 to $9,000. But when you're borrowing that $50,000 to $150,000 or having access to it, they'll teach you to do it with little or no interest, okay? So then you see that $2,500 to $9,000 really is very low, okay? They'll also work with you that when you use a certain line of credit, they'll teach you how to move it to the next one so you continue on that zero to low interest. That's the unsecured lines of credit. Now, how we want you to use them is if you need it for that down payment, okay? And then we'll take over the rest. We'll take over that 80% of the rest. So we had to offer that to our people. Rob himself used it, and he enjoyed it. I mean, he thought it was a great experience. So again, this is not things that we recommend to you without trying it ourselves. We have members in the company who use it and who have used it.
So for the unsecured credit, is there like an expiration, like what date has to be paid off?
There'll always be a date. Usually it's that first year. Okay.
It
could be long term. Mm-hmm. Well, like I mentioned, okay, so you're using that sort of like to cover to make sure you get the property, right? So they'll teach you, like, if that year is up, they'll teach you what's the next step you're going to do to roll it in if you have not paid it off yet. Because you're cash flowing on a property. So what I recommend is start paying that off. You really only used it to make sure you did not lose that property because you knew that property was going to be a cash flower and you didn't have access. You didn't want to take a partner on. Did I answer enough for the unsecured lines of credit? Okay. All right. Yeah, it's right on my website, jmrecapital.com. It's at the top right. Just click on unsecured lines of credit. That's how you get that. And you know, what I like about them is they will talk to you, and they'll say, does it work? They're looking for a 700 credit score, okay? And then the two, this is a private conversation. I am not involved in it, in the least. I am not involved. It's a private conversation you're having with them, okay? Even when you do a loan with me, please do not think I'm looking at your bank statements. I am not. I don't have access to that. So you're doing a very private loan with the right people. Okay, I'm your salesperson. I'm here to help you get a property. I'm here to help you get into the right loan that you need. Okay, I'm not here to know your business. That kind of business, anyway. All right, ground up construction. Does anyone need to know about ground up construction? All righty. Ground up construction has gotten a little tougher. Yeah, where before you didn't have to have experience, they want at least one. They would prefer you to have one ground-up experience, and I understand why, or four heavy rehab experiences, okay? And I can get you ground-up. Obviously, they prefer you own the land first. Why? Because you can start asking for permits. You can start getting the plans in place. That makes perfect sense, because why would you want to start a loan with me, and that clock is ticking, and money is being flown out the window, and you don't have plans and you don't have permits, like, at least applied for, okay? So that's ground-up construction. The value of the land, they will help you out with the loan. They'll give you a credit toward the loan. Now, what those numbers are, again, I have to see what the numbers are when you give them to me, okay? Well, not all the time. As long as the land is owned, like if it's not paid off, I can give you less of a credit, obviously. But the important thing is the land has been purchased, you are the owner. Okay. So you can start your permits, you can start your plans.
So let's say that there's already a first position in place for the land. So then how would you get the rehab money from you guys?
Well, we encompass it. Okay, very good question, though.
I guess you would just take over, payoff first.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Correct. We'll put that all together because it's going to be one ground-up construction loan. We always have to be first position, okay? It's just the way the world works, okay? We can't go in a loan second position. It has to be first position. Aren't you guys bored of me yet? I mean, come on, I'm bored of myself. What can I do for you? Yeah, any partner. Sometimes in our deals, one partner is the FICO guy, the money guy, and the other partner is the experience guy. Absolutely. Correct. And you'd probably be tough to find something for 100 grand too, right? Good question. Okay, on the you know, Rob, I'm going to defer to you on the modular for the ground up construction. Let me give you the mic. Rob Fishbein.
How you doing, guys? All right, good. Modular. Unfortunately, modular, we can do a refi. We cannot fund modular up front because you order the house and they come and they put it on the slab. That's not one of our things. We can refinance it if you have one, though. Unfortunately, so. As far as money questions, I'm here. Amanda's here. Okay, we're here through Saturday night. We're here to help you guys. Okay, yes, we're here to make money, but we want it win-win. We want you guys to win too. Okay, so if you have something, you have a question or something, our cards all have our cell phones on us on the cards. We want you to reach out to us. I'm available 24/6. And a lot of us, even when I'm in the air, if you have an iPhone, you can get me internet, or you can WhatsApp me in the air, because I do travel a lot. We belong to 45 RIAs and counting, and we have one down in Atlanta. We have our next speaker right here sitting in the audience. it's looking backwards. We're here to help you with your stuff. If you guys have questions, we want to give you an answer, and we want to be honest with you too. If we can't help you, I want to let you know because I don't want to waste your time, okay? I originally from New York, so, you know, time is money, right? Move, quick. So, but we're here to help you out with your projects. small or big, we do have limits, but we want to let you know right up front. Yes? Mobile home parks, we can do minimum of $500,000 loan. So it's a decent sized mobile home park. We cannot do individual mobile homes, though. So, questions? We will loan in a land trust. Our attorney would take a look at it. We might have to make a suggestion to the land trust, depending on the wording, though, but we will. Absolutely. So absolutely. Also, we do birds. You know, we will give you the rehab money. If you want to keep it, God bless. We'll help you do it. And so it all depends on experience, credit, you know, area. Like, I'm sorry if you guys, if I insult anybody, Detroit, we can't lend. Florida all day long. We do actually lend on rural as well, but our DSCR minimum is $100,000 value, and the LTV is 70. So just you would keep that in mind when you're looking for something. We will lend rural. We do have adjustable, but I don't recommend it. I mean, our 5-year ARM and 30-year fixed is a quarter point rate. And I wouldn't take that risk for a quarter point. If you want to, you're welcome to, though. Excuse me? We do fixed in ARMs, but I recommend doing a fix. I mean, I truly think in the next few years you're going to get a pullback in rates where you might be able to refinance from these interest rates. Okay? So, but my crystal ball's in the shop, so I really am not sure. So... I would protect myself for a quarter point. It's not worth it.
Why would you loan in Detroit?
Well, values, and there was a lot of our partners just won't do Detroit. If I'm going to make a loan, I'm going to be able to sell it.
It's too risky.
Correct. That's right. It's too risky. Okay. So there are areas. Listen, if you have questions or something, you can always text us and call us as well. Individual, I'm sure you guys have individual situations. You want to come to us. You don't have to sit out here, but general questions, I'm happy to answer right here. So you want to raise your hand, I'm glad to call on you. I want to help you. Yes, sir. Well, ask me and I'll give you a referral. I mean, there are a lot of insurance companies that had pulled out because of hurricane and wind. They lost a lot of money, so they pulled out. Some of them came back in, actually, in the last few years. I do have some people I work with in Florida, and I would refer you to them. I'm happy to refer people. And the people I would refer, I would use myself. If I won't use them myself, I'm not going to refer them. So, yes. Well, we prefer an LLC, but you could do it in your name. It's the cheapest in the LLC. We could do it in your name, your company's name. It's also the same thing. Your company LLC is same thing. We get risk in the person having it in their name. It's risk to you and it's risk to us. So. What you would need is, like, when you call me up or you call Amanda or you call Marion, okay, say what type of investing would you be interested in?
I have clients. I'll just go for landlords.
Landlords, for DSCR. So normally when people text me or call me, I ask them for their cell phone number if they're not calling from cell phone number. I would text them a few questions, and the questions are like state and zip code. If you think it's rural, give me the address, full address. I'd ask for credit, mid-credit score. Most people know their mid-credit score. People know if they're not good or if they are. I would ask for the value of the property, purchase price. Sometimes it's the same, sometimes it's not. I would ask you for the taxes, insurance, if you're going to need flood, if you're required to need flood. If you're not required flood and you want to do flood anyway, that's your business. I only look at if you're required flood, then we would require it, obviously, and if there's an HOA. We don't require experience on DSCR. You can have zero experience and have the same rate. If you're a 750 and somebody with 10 experiences and you zero, and the DSCR is the same, you'll get the same rate. So we don't need experience with DSCR, though. So you would call us up. I would normally say purchase or refi, rehab or new construction or DSCR rental. And I would say, let me text you back. Just answer a few questions. We'll come back to you with a quote. We keep everything pretty easy. Our processors will walk you through. Anybody new out there, our processors will walk you through it. If you have something, questions, don't be afraid to ask. Tell us. Because if we have the opportunity to get around something, we will get around it to help you out. If we can. If we can't, obviously we can't. But anyway, we wanted everything nice and easy. We asked for a few things like show us a bank statement that has the money to down payment, closing cost, and reserves. Now, your reserves could also be in a 401k, your IRA, anything liquid, whole life, stock market money, mutual funds, what have you. So. I hope I answered your question. Okay, thanks. Anybody else? No? Well, when I ask your experience, I ask you for on a rehab or new construction, I ask experience. I don't ask you doors. 10 doors, I'm going to say how many buildings, how many properties. 10 doors could be 5 duplexes or 10 single family or what have you. I'm sorry?
So if we already have 10 doors,
so you're saying if you already have 10 doors, 11th and 12th, you're talking equity to purchase? We don't do that except for our hard and private money, okay? We won't do that. We'll cash you out on one of your doors so you can put a down payment on the other 11th and 12th property, sure. We will do a portfolio loan. We will. I don't recommend it because if you sell one, you have to pay back 120% of your current balance when you sell it. So if you have 10 and you sell one of them, pay 120% back. I don't recommend it. You're not really saving that much. If it's only for convenience, if you want it for convenience, I would do that. But I don't recommend it. I'd recommend doing keep it individual. I had a guy in Indianapolis, so a client of mine, right? Had four LLCs, he had 10 properties in each LLC. Somebody got shot in front of one of his properties. So it had 9 other properties in that LLC. All of them are at risk. I recommend doing a corporation or an LLC for each property and maybe having a parent LLC that can write the checks. You're safer that way. Because if somebody gets shot in front of your property and you get sued, one property at risk. You follow me? Yes, I was very, I'm nervous for him. It's still going on. This is a couple of years ago.
Did he get sued on that?
He definitely did get sued, and it's still going on. It's still going on. Again, that's what I recommend. I would also recommend talk to your accountants what's the best structure. You know, we have an accountant right behind you, by the way, on your left shoulder. Yes. Okay, we will lend you 90 and 100, 90% purchase 100.
No. I mean, like, for the experience
part. Right, I'm telling you, if you hit 10 or more in the last 3 years, I'll lend you 90% and 100, okay? percent of the rehab, 90 purchase, 100 rehab, up to 75 ARV, but I'll give you all the money. You only have to draw. And you'll get your best rate.
Okay, so 10 within the last 3 years, right?
Yeah, 10 in the last 3 years. Okay. Okay. Anybody else? All right. Guys, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it. If you want to get a hold of us, if you want to get a hold of any one of us, you can come outside there. We're here through Saturday night. Or our number is 844-WE-CLOSE. 844-WE-CLOSE. And we each have cell phones that we're happy to give you to get in touch with us. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Thank you for your time.